Hi, everybody. Welcome to our Saturday podcast. We begin, as always, before we get to RJ Bell, with my Blazing Five.
That's a hot one.
Let's blaze it up.
Fire it up.
It's Collins' Blazing Five. Rams at Falcons.
I'll take the Rams minus 2.5. As I said earlier, adding Jalen Ramsey buoys a locker room. I think Atlanta's quit. Also, Jared Goff is fine when he's comfortable. Atlanta's defense makes everybody comfortable. They're terrible, especially when it comes to sacks. They're last in the NFL, and takeaways, they're 29th. This means Jared Goff has time to throw. Todd Gurley returns, and the secondary now, again, this is a team that is playing for something. There is urgency here for the Rams. They can't lose with San Francisco and Seattle playing so well. And I think that Atlanta locker room has bailed. It's over. Like, season over, new coach soon. Love the number. I'm going to take the Rams minus 2.5 to win 28-21.
Texans at Colts.
Like it. I absolutely love the Colts at minus 1. First of all buys are not created equal. I like well-run teams, smartly coached teams off a bye. They take bigger advantage of it, like Belichick and Andy Reid off a bye. Frank Reich's an excellent coach. Remember, Jacoby Brissett has played Houston before 3 times. He's 3-0 and has a passer rating close to 100. Also, Jacoby Brissett's only been sacked 6 times this year, second fewest in the NFL. He'll have time to throw and the semblance of a running game behind him at home off a bye. The Colts are always also the least penalized team in the NFL. They are actually, structurally, the closest thing to New England in the league. They don't make mistakes. They run the ball. They protect their quarterback. And Darius Leonard comes back. I really like the Colts in this spot. They're a very good home team. Take that Raider loss at home out. In Indianapolis, 28. The Houston Texans, 24, like the Colts.
Cardinals at Giants.
One of my picks of the year. I'll take the New York Giants minus 3. Listen, Arizona won last week, was dominated the last half of that game. And I mean pushed around the field. Saquon Barkley comes back. Evan Ingram comes back. This is a New York Giant quarterback in Daniel Jones. When he has a running game and time to throw, he completes over 60% of his passes, and they're 2-0. And again, Arizona's defense is a problem. 30th, 29th in everything. Daniel Jones will be comfortable. Daniel Jones at home. I get a warm weather dome team going out east to the chilly northeast. Arizona's never been a great East Coast travel team. Giants win here. I think it's one of the blowouts of the weekend. 36-24, a healthy Giants team, which I think is better than their record.
Ravens at Seahawks.
Counterintuitive. I'm going to go with Baltimore plus 3 on this. I have some fears. It's called Russell Wilson just winning the game because he's a magician. But Baltimore is sneaky. Number 1 in the league in rushing yards. Number 1 in the league in time of possession. Number 1 in total offense. Did you realize that? Translation. Keep Russell Wilson off the field. Seattle's played 3 games at home this year. They've been outscored by 4 points. They came a football length away from losing to the Rams at home. They beat Cincinnati by 1. They got dominated at times by the Saints. I like Seattle. But they, this year, have had to depend on turnovers. Those never last. They got lucky last week. I mean, Baker was throwing bad picks and a fumble. Cleveland outplayed them for big spots. I think Baltimore got a bye coming up. This is going to feel big for them. John Harbaugh against Pete Carroll. The Harbaughs and Pete Carroll, little animosity there. USC, Stanford, the Harbaugh family, Pete Carroll. Upset. Baltimore upset Seattle 24-20.
Eagles at Cowboys.
Philadelphia, I'm going to take the Eagles plus 2.5. By the way, they've won 6 of 9 at Dallas. I think they match up very well against Dallas. Dallas's offensive line is beat up, and I love the Eagles' defensive front. Ronald Darby. Now, remember this. The Eagles' issue is secondary, but Jalen Mills is coming back, and Ronald Darby, who's special, did practice this week. So that secondary is going to be better, if not spectacular. The other thing, I have a rule in this league. When talented teams are humiliated, they almost always bounce back. And Philadelphia was humiliated. Eagles are 16-7 when Carson Wentz doesn't have a pick. And here's what the Cowboys don't do this year. John Goulet will tell you. They don't intercept the football, and Byron Jones is not healthy. They do not intercept the football. Carson Wentz is going to have a little bit of a running game. I don't think the Cowboys' secondary is healthy. I'm going to take the points. I think they win straight out by a touchdown. Eagles 27-20. All right, RJ Bell, pregame.com, straight out of Vegas on Fox Sports Radio, weeknight 6 to 7 Eastern. Twitter account at RJ in Vegas. All right, let's start with one of my favorites. Rams minus 3 at the Falcons. Here's the reality. Atlanta's defense right now is a mess. They get no pressure on the quarterback, not even hurries. And I think Jalen Ramsey infuses some energy into the building. Todd Gurley's back. Goff has time to throw, RJ. When he's got time to throw, he's very effective. I'll take the Rams minus 3 on the road. What do the wise guys think?
Okay, I'm giving you an agreement here. Though Todd Gurley back, I'll set that aside for a second. That might not be even a good thing if they got to consider getting him carries when he's obviously limited. Here's what I love, though, and you said it, Ramsey. It's not so much on the field. What message has been sent to the other Rams? After three losses, hey, are we giving up? Is this the post-Super Bowl? No. We are in this thing to win it now. We're trading our future, really, effectively, to win now, if not next year.
Yep.
So I love that. And with road favorites, motivation and focus is often the question. We've talked about it over the years. When there's a bye for a road favorite, they do exceptionally well because they are focused. Last thing on this game, let's look at that Atlanta defense. I think there's two elements that make it even worse than it seems. One, Coach Quinn took it over for the Falcons last year, so he's responsible. I think this team realizes the odds of him being there next year are pretty slim.
Yep, I agree.
For Quinn. And finally, Pete Carroll's defense. And you might say, what's that have to do? Well, that's effectively what Atlanta's running. If you look at the Rams against that defense, there's only four teams running it now. So three games against Seattle since last year, the Rams have scored 33 points a game. They played the Chargers last year, who are another team that runs it. They scored 35. So it seems like in the last couple years, the Rams do exceptionally well against this version of the defense. The worst version we've ever seen is Atlanta. Rams road favorite.
One of my favorite picks of the week. I like the Colts at home minus 1 against the Texans. First of all, they're healthy now. They're off a bye now. I think they're well coached, and they have been an excellent home team. Darius Leonard comes back, and he is a huge component to their defense. This one is actually, I think, my favorite bet on the board. I'll take the Colts minus 1. What do the wise guys think?
Yeah, agreement here. This is old school wise guy stuff, but sometimes that's right, right? So what's the old school? You got the team that's been really hot. This week, you've heard more talk about Watson than probably the whole season before it, right? So whenever that happens, there's the old Joe Kennedy line that he sold all of his stocks in 1929 when the guy that was shining his shoes started talking about his portfolio. Kennedy said, uh-oh, time to get out of here.
Yeah.
Well, Watson, all this talk doesn't mean he's not good. It means he's probably expensive. Colts, obviously a nice win against Kansas City, but this is a team that's done exceptionally well at home. They've won 7 of the last 8. They're only laying 1 point, so it's effectively win the game. Now, the bye. If someone comes up to you and goes, got my best bet of the week, and you say, why? Well, they're off a bye. My question would be, well, doesn't everyone know that? And right. The answer would be yes.
Yes.
So now the question is, why would the Colts benefit from a bye more?
Better coaches.
Better coaching, I think, and especially with Reich, he likes to really draw up some quirky plays, give him an extra week. That's going to help. Also, when you're injured, you mentioned it, the bye really helps. So I think this is an old school play, but I like it. Colts.
I'm going to go Eagles plus 2.5 over the Cowboys. I wish the number was 3 to 3.5. I worry about Dallas's health on the offensive line. I worry about Dallas's health, Cobb and Amari Cooper. Philadelphia's corners are banged up, but I'm betting that one returns. And I just think, frankly, I go back to this. I think Carson Wentz is a special player, and I don't think Dak is. And I also think I get a better coach with the Philadelphia Eagles and a better defensive front. So I'm, what do the wise guys think? I'd take Philly.
Yeah, see, there's some disagreement with the wise guys. I think a 2.5, three and 2.5 is always the question,
yeah.
Or 3.5. I disagree at that number especially. And let me just make this very simple, because I think we agree. Both teams are going to be motivated.
Yes.
We don't have to think motivation. Injuries, you know, you're forced by schedules to say, all right, podcast got to be recorded now. I would advise listeners who like the Eagles to consider, if they are waiting for a corner to come back, wait to see if he does.
Right.
Because the line won't really move off of that too much, if anything. All right, but here's my question. It's the only thing I want to really address. Make the case for the Eagles as a good team,
good.
Based on this year. Not your expectations, but this year.
I still think their offensive and defensive line, when Jason Peters is healthy at left tackle and he'll play, I think they have the best combination of O-line, D-line.
Carl, I apologize for interrupting. What I meant was not abstractions, but rather performance on the field.
Well, they went to Lambeau and physically dominated a Green Bay team that has
Agreed.
One loss. I'm going to get that team.
And let's agree, the second best game before that is not good at all.
Well, but again, I think I can marginalize their losses and say, yeah, they dropped a ball in Atlanta and they dropped a ball. I don't think their losses outside of last week where they just got drubbed. And I also, you know my theory on this, when good teams are humiliated, and they were humiliated by Minnesota, they bounce back. Teams that get humiliated bounce back.
Yeah, and the question is, if both teams are at max motivation, though, can you go past 10 on the amp is the old line, right? So last point for me. I think that Green Bay game is the game you got to understand. And what we're going to see later is that Green Bay is a team the wise guys hate more than any team I've seen in a couple years. The line doesn't make any sense this week. We'll get to it. And that's the real rub here. If that Eagles team we saw in Green Bay is the team and Green Bay's as good as we think they are, you're right. This is a toss-up game. I think Green Bay isn't as good, and I think otherwise Philly hasn't looked good. Dallas.
All right, 2-1 agreement. Okay, here's another game I love. Giants are getting healthier. Again, Arizona was completely dominated in the last hour of that game against Atlanta, and if Atlanta could kick an extra point, it goes to overtime, and Atlanta's fresher defensively. I think Cardinals are going to be over their head. Daniel Jones has time to throw. This isn't actually a pretty effective offense. Saquon's back. Evan Ingram's back. Giants have gotten healthier. They're at home. I think we're overvaluing a Cardinal win over Atlanta where they were really dominated for big portions of the game. I love the Giants -3. What do the wise guys think?
Love it. It's one of my 2 or 3 favorite picks of the year. And remember, even so, it's going to lose far more than 40% for the audience. So, you know, don't go crazy. Love it. Here's my rationale. How energized are the Giants going to be? I'd say more than any game this year. Why? First game starting their quarterback of the future and their best player, right?
Yeah.
He's back from injury, Barkley. Also, you said it. Again, sharp. You said it. Arizona, two wins. All right, Bengals. It's better to win than lose, but okay. And then that game against Atlanta, who I think that team's given up. Like you said, very tight game at the end. And one last thing, that whole Pete Carroll defense thing we talked about,
It
really struggles. The reason it's getting worse and worse and teams are dropping it, and remember, the Chargers are another team with them. So you're seeing no one's really doing well. The Jags are the other team with it. No one's doing well with this defense. It's especially susceptible against college principles, spread principles. Well, which team has more of them than any? Well, it's that Arizona team.
Yeah.
So I think it was a great matchup for Arizona. I think the Giants are extra motivated. And let's talk about this line. It's 3. So you're telling me the Giants in their home run spot of the year, perhaps, or an even team against Arizona?
And a dome team going out, a dome warm weather team goes east. Weather could be cold and ugly.
Yeah, I love the Giants.
Yeah. All right, here's another one. Again, the college concepts against Pete Carroll. This line really drew my attention. Ravens getting 3 at Seattle. And I think to myself, God, Seattle's look great. Vegas only has it at 3? I mean, I saw the Ravens get crushed by Cleveland. Baltimore has an identity. I think that offense is a time of possession dominant offense. They lead the NFL, by the way, in time of possession and rushing. And I think they take the ball to Russell Wilson's hands. And I think Seattle this year, it's just Russell Wilson has saved multiple games They were outplayed. They were outplayed by the Saints much of the game against Cleveland, much of the game against Los Angeles. I'm going to take the points here. Time of possession, Ravens plus +3. What do the wise guys think?
We're going to be back to the whole 3 or 3.5, because at 3.5, I'd give you an agreement. At 3, it's a disagreement.
Okay, so we're 3-2 for the week. So give me your it's close, so my reasoning isn't nonsense.
For sure, because I think to some degree, when we talk about who's emerged, it's Watson and then Russell Wilson. There's been more MVP talk with him in the last week or so than you heard all year. And I think rightfully so. I just, again, go back to this schedule. And they almost lost to the Bengals, Seattle. Then they went into Pittsburgh and beat him. But that was the game Big Ben went down, which was traumatic. Forget the fact Big Ben wasn't playing. It was traumatic for the Steelers. Then at home against the Saints, against Bridgewater, they barely won the game. Now, let's give them – oh, I'm sorry. They actually lost that game,
yeah.
Right? So then Arizona, okay, that's Arizona. Then the Rams at home, they barely won. So I'm not saying this isn't a decent team. I think Seattle's more the 7th or 8th best team. The market thinks they're more the 4th or 5th.
Yeah.
But then you look at Baltimore, this feels like a home run spot. The reason being – they're by next week, last week Cincinnati. You know they were focused here.
This is a huge – this is like, for them, to your point, in a 3-week stretch, this is it.
And it's a hardball kind of statement game that he likes. So it's really about the line for me, but since you took it at 3, disagreement.
All right, now the bonus pick we do every week. I would take – here's the funny thing. So the Raiders came out a 7-point dog to Green Bay, I think, initially, 7.5, like on Monday, and I love the Raiders at that. Now the numbers come way, way down, and it's Raiders closer to 5, 5.5. I would still lean Raiders, but I don't love them. They're off a bye. They are moving the ball offensively, top 8 in rushing. Derek Carr, 73%. It'll negate Green Bay's pass rush a little because they just get rid of the ball. I think I would probably, it's a bonus pick, it's not my blazing 5, I'd probably take Raiders plus 5.5. What would the wise guys say?
Wise guys agree. I'm confused. So, first off, we play this, as you know, Colin, on our Straight Out of Vegas Fox Sports Radio show. So don't be nervous about the big crowd that's going to be listening to this.
Okay.
But let me ask you this question. How much better? Forget the game. Forget everything. If I said Packers, Raiders, neutral field, what's your gut feeling? What's the line?
Packers, neutral field, Packers, 6-point favorite.
Okay, now let's think about this. We got the Packers at home, and they're a 4-point home field. The line is in the range of 5, so that means somehow the Raiders are only 1 point worse than Green Bay, which implies on a neutral field, this would be 1. So this is one of the most befuddling lines I've seen. You know what another one is? Last week's Green Bay line against Detroit, remember? It was 3.5. Which implied that somehow the Lions are better than the Packers. There is some kind of real negativity about Green Bay in the betting market amongst the biggest bettors that I can't figure out. Steve Fezzik, our main NFL guy, knows dozens of bettors in Vegas. Everybody thought that line makes no sense last week, meaning it should have been Green Bay against the Lions. Lions end up covering. There's something about the Packers. I'm betting they turn out to be not near as good as we think because the professionals are betting like crazy against them.
Pregame.com is the company. RJ Bell's the dude at RJ in Vegas, Straight Out of Vegas on Fox Sports Radio. 3-2 agreement plus the bonus pick. Good talking to you, buddy.
Thank you.